soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Greetings within the Spirit of God. A few days ago, we rented a movie, and perhaps some of you have seen it. It is called United Flight 93, and it is the story of what happened aboard that airliner that on September 11th, 2001, went crashing into a field somewhere in Pennsylvania, rather than going all the way to Washington, D.C. and crashing into the White House or the Capitol. And what struck me very hard while watching this movie was the passengers aboard this flight. Up near the front of the plane and flying the plane were very devout religious Muslims. And it portrayed them, showed them as very, very religious, devoutly saying prayers through this whole experience. And I mean, they were praying continuously the Islamic prayers, asking that the will of Allah be done. And they were sincere, very devout. And farther back in this plane, there were men and women of the Christian persuasion, belief, praying also continuously, almost without ceasing, praying the Lord's Prayer, praying that God's will be done. And there were even some who had no religion at all and were simply praying, God, please help us. And the movie was, oh, probably a couple of hours long. It was done in real time. And this praying was going on continuously, almost the whole time, the whole trip, the whole flight. And here you had all of these people praying and praying and praying. And not one was making a God contact. God was nowhere to be found. And at the end of their much praying, their much speaking, the plane barreled into the ground, blew up, and the people were scattered in pieces. And it just really struck me. All of these people praying, no one making contact. What is missing? Where was God? And so I took that into meditation several times over the past few days, because I feel it is critical. What if you were sitting on that plane? Would you be able to pray aright? Would you be able to make that God contact when you only had a few minutes to make it? When everyone was in panic mode? How would you go about it? Just what would you do different than the devoted Christians and the very sincere Muslims to reach God? What would you do different? Our clue, our hint, is in this book called The Infinite Way. And there are two items here in the wisdoms that point us in the right direction for a solution to this dilemma. And the first says, God is not in the human scene. If you were aware of the significance of this statement, you could lay down your life and pick it up again at will. And so the first clue to us is, God is not in the human scene. And I think that if you watched this movie, you could agree that on that plane, God was not there. And the second statement is, I have told you the real secret of life. God is not with mortals. Take it from there. And so, we are told, God is not in the human scene. God is not with mortals. And we can agree, watching the events unfold, God was not there. And no one, with all of their praying, could reach God. I don't know what happens within you, but when I watch something like that within me, I feel the question, why not? Why could no one praying without ceasing reach God? Why was God not available? And so I take that into meditation, and I take the two statements into meditation. God is not in the human scene. God is not with mortals. This is vitally important because unless we understand this, we will be, well, we will be like the passengers aboard that flight and go hurtling out of the sky, smashing into the ground, blown up in pieces. The answer is, everyone aboard that flight was a mortal, a mortal, a person. and everyone aboard that flight was praying up to some concept of God, which the mortal had in their mortal mind. And I can tell you of a certainty, there is no mortal, there is no God that the mortal mind has in it as a concept. And I can tell you that if God is not with mortals, it is because God does not see or hear a mortal. And so if you are in a situation such as that plane flight, or maybe something out on the road, or a financial crunch, or a problem of health, if you approach God as a mortal and pray to your concept of God, I'm afraid you're going to die, because all mortals die. Now suppose you really were on that flight. What could you have done? What would you have done? What will you do when you face a situation like that? The first thing is to recognize that God is not in this scene. Here I am, strapped into my seat. The plane is going this way and that. People are screaming. And I close my eyes. This that the senses are reporting is mortality. And mortals cannot ever contact God, because the natural man receiveth not God. And so as I sit here, I had better find a way, my way, I better find my way to my own Christhood. Because Christ has ever heard the word of God. And I had better find a way to step out of mortality right now. And so, in spite of the noise, I take a deep breath and I let it out and I rest. God is not with mortals, so I can stop working in that. I can stop working on that level. God is only spiritually discerned. And so, any concept of God in the mind is not God. And I can stop working on that level, on the level of mind. And so I stop working on the mortal level, I stop working on the mental level, and now I have reached my soul. open your soul and receive ye the Holy Spirit of God. In the union of soul and spirit, you have found your Christ identity. And Christ has always heard the Father's voice. Speak, Father, thy Son heareth. Here in my Christhood, God is always speaking, and I rest in it without any attempt to manipulate the mortal scene, without any attempt to pray up here in the mind. Now I take that daring step of resting in my own invisible Christhood and receiving the Father's word. Speak, O beloved. Speak. Heaven and earth are one, and I am that one. You be still. I give you my presence. Your conscious awareness of my presence is the only contact you need. And touching my consciousness, my robe, you are saved. I have told you I will never leave you nor forsake you. I have told you all that I have is thine. I have told you my grace is your sufficiency. Now rest. Rest in my word. What is that to thee? Let the heathen rage. Rest. Rest back. I am here. And in your resting, in your conscious awareness of the Father's presence, in your hearing the Word, the Father's Word, mortality melts, dissolves, loses its appearance of power. And in a way ye know not of, all is transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And although we do not know the way, we do know that in some way you would be brought through the experience completely unharmed. Because in the conscious awareness of the presence of God, mortality dissolves. In the realm of mortality, temporary power is power. In the realm of the mind, mental power, also temporary, is power. But in the conscious awareness of my presence, temporal power, mental power, is nothing. The only thing missing from those dear ones' prayers was the conscious awareness of my presence. One person in the conscious awareness of my presence is a majority and overrules everything else going on. The whole secret to prayer and praying aright is arriving at that state of the conscious awareness of the presence of God. Not a belief, not a faith, not a thought, but the conscious awareness. And a mortal cannot have the conscious awareness. The natural man, the mortal man, God is not with mortals. God is not in the human scene. Therefore, to have the conscious awareness, you must drop that mortal, mental man or woman. Accept your Christhood now, not at some future time. Accept your Christhood. In Christ, in your Christhood, you can hear the Word of God, the still small voice, and you have the conscious awareness of the living God. Begin now to make the transition from a mortal sitting down to meditate, from a human being trying to reach God. Make the transition now. You are not trying to listen to Christ. You are the Christ listening to your Father. And the Christ and the Father are one as an experience. It is time for us to live as Christ. Come out of the grave of living as a mortal. Does the Christ seek companionship? Or is the Christ a companion to all that is? Does the Christ seek love, or does the Christ pour out love? Then you must pour out love. You must be a companion to the sun, the wind, the trees, the bushes, the insects, the animals, your neighbors, your enemies, the earth, the galaxy, the universe, all that is visible and invisible. You must be that Christ presence. Does the Christ seek supply? Or does the Christ feed 5,000? You must come out of the grave of mortality and be resurrected into your Christhood, which knows all that the Father has is pouring through you, which knows that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and therefore it is yours, yours to share. And so you must live as the Christ and pour out a blessing. Pour out your dollars, pour out your time, pour out your love. But it is not yours anymore, is it? It is the Father's, and therefore your dollars, your supply is infinite. And you will become consciously aware of this only when you begin living it, sharing what you have. You will become consciously aware that God is your love, that love, your love is of God, only as you begin sharing it, pouring it out. You become aware that God is grace only by giving grace. You become aware that God is forgiveness only by forgiving. You must come out of the grave of mortality and live as the Christed one. And in your prayer and meditation, you must be the Christ listening, that the Word of God can flow into you and through you. As invisible prayers for every one you see, friend or foe, Muslim or Christian, Buddhist or Hindu, Jewish or maybe nothing, no religion. This is the only way that you can come into the conscious awareness that you are the Christ listening to the Father. And that is, come out of the grave of mortality and accept your Christhood and begin living it and begin meditating as that Christ. This is how we make contact. stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be ye still and know that I am. Be still within your being and know the I am. Be still and come into the conscious awareness of the I that I am. And so the answer to what could we have done differently aboard that flight is, we could have stepped out of mortality and into the conscious awareness of Christ and our Christhood, and listened to the Father speak unto us the truth that sets us free, free from the mortal dream. And each one listening to this today, this is your task. This is what you are here to do. Step out of the grave of mortality and be resurrected. Let this be the last day. And I will raise him up again at the last day. Let this be the last day that you live as a mortal. Let this be the first day that ye are born again. Come up out of the graves into your Christhood. Be resurrected into your own eternal life. And now listen to our real existence, which describes your Christ identity. Our real existence is as Christ. And only in the degree that we perceive our real existence as Christ, do we drop the false sense of life as mortal. Then we see that the structural life of man, animal and plant, is the false sense of existence. That our concern for the necessities of material living has been unnecessary. That although the beauties we behold all hint at God's creation, they are not that spiritual and perfect creation. The sick, aging, dying appearances are not at all part of real life. When we arrive at this state of consciousness, which is where we are being asked to come up to this state today, we begin to catch glimpses of eternal spiritual existence, untouched by any material conditions or any mortal thoughts. As we turn from the world we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, we catch inspired visions which show forth the earth of God's creating. And so your real existence is as Christ. And it is about time we began to live in our Christhood. Begin to ask yourself, begin to struggle with this and find out, how do I live as Christ? go into your meditation as Christ and listen to your Father. You will hear the voice now. As a human being, you never could. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, period. But the Christ has ever heard the Father's voice, and the Christ can obey. Begin to ask yourself, how do you live in your Christ identity? Paul discovered how, and he said it outright. I live, yet not I, Christ liveth in me. One person in their Christ identity on that plane would have saved the entire plane. You know it. I know it. But should we wait until we find ourselves strapped into the seat, hurling through the sky, before we decide, I think it's time I raise up into my Christhood? You know the answer to that as well as I do. No. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Today shall we start living as Christ. God will never answer the prayer of a human being. God always answers the Christ. Choose you this day which identity you are going to put on. Will you continue to put on the mask of mortality? Or will you, in your spiritual maturity, make that decision to go for broke, to give it all that you have? Will you sell all that thou hast of your mortality and put on the cloak of Christhood and enter your Father's house, your Father's mansion, your Father's consciousness? Always and forever, whatever the Christ once said, the Christ is saying now. And to the man that said, I must go home and bury my father, I have some funeral arrangements to make, the Christ said, let the dead bury the dead, but you come and follow me. And now we know that the Christ is saying the same thing in this very moment. To you, the Christ says, let the mortals bury the mortals, but you, come up higher and put on your Christhood. This is our work. This is our mission. This is our niche in life. To this end were we born, that we may put off mortality and put on our Christhood. Then shall your meditations be powerful, be fruitful, and be a blessing to all that are in your consciousness. And if you were sitting there, a blessing to all aboard that plane. Yes, the Christ has ever heard the word of God. And the word was God. Come out. Come out and be separate. Rise up. Rise up into your Christ identity. Rest. Rest in the word that I am God. Open your soul and receive the Holy Spirit for the union of soul and spirit brings the birth that is the awareness of your own Christhood. Be still now. Feel your Christhood. When you have a sense of it, when you know you have entered the Christ, now turn to your Father with a listening ear and hear what the Father says to Christ. Son, thou art ever with me. All that I have is thine. All that I am, thou art. Blessings, blessings, blessings.